she is, that's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Jones.
Yes, sir?
Take a letter to every lady who has a family wash to do.
Yes, sir.
Dear madam, do you know that at last there's a really new kind of soap for wash day?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Miss Jones, I wasn't asking you. That goes in the letter.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yes, now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes, yes. It's not just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery called Duz. D-U-Z.
Duz?
Yes, D-U-Z. And it does everything in the wash.
Did you say everything?
Yes.
Oh, but Mr. Collier, that would mean washing work shirts and towels with the same soap I use for my rayon slip.
Well, of course. Duz does all three kinds of wash. Greasy work shirts, towels, rayons, everything. New paragraph. Put down work shirts. And then say, madam, even if your husband is working in a war factory and gets his clothes covered with grease, Duz will get them really clean. And you can forget all about hard scrubbing, too, because no soap gets clothes clean easier than Duz. You got that, Miss Jones?
Yes, sir.
Next, madam, even if your towels get dirtier in wartime with more work-stained hands to clean, Duz will get them dazzling. Your towels and linens will come out sparkling white. In fact, underline this, Miss Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen whiter washes than Duz does.
Why, that's wonderful.
Yes, of course it's wonderful. A paragraph. Mm-hmm. Next, madam, your rayon slips and nicer colored wash prints have to last longer in wartime. That's why you need Duz more than ever, because it's a lot safer for those precious colors. In fact, they stay wearable much longer with Duz than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. You got all that, Miss Jones? Say, where are you going?
Goodbye. I'm going to get Duz.
What? Oh, okay. Well, I guess that is the idea, friends. Change to Duz, D-U-Z, today. Even in the toughest wartime wash, Duz does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Emma knows that she has lost Sammy. Not to the army, but forever. And this loss she blames on Sammy's friend, Mikey. So Emma, a girl whom Molly befriended, has only one thought in mind. To remain on at the Goldbergs until she can hurt Mikey and pay him back for the past. Emma believes that Mikey, not her own lies, selfishness, and cunning, are to blame for everything that has happened to her, and her resentment has hardened into hate. So she took advantage of the first opportunity. Sergeant Mikey Bloom has been recalled to active duty, but Emma has effectively concealed it from him, and Mikey is now officially AWOL. Unfortunately, Mikey has just written a letter to his commanding officer, entrusted to Seymour for mailing, and Emma wants to get her hands on it. Listen.
You've got Mikey's letter, Seymour. Very important.
Gee, you don't have to tell me how important it is. You think I want Mikey to be AWOL?
Oh, sure not, darling. Connie, you should be very careful because it's such an important letter.
I know.
Mikey said that if you don't get such a letter, if you don't come when you called, it's... What do you mean? It's the army. AWOL, and that means if the first time they double, then can be also court-martialed. And if it's court-martialed, who knows? And Mike is already a sergeant.
Mike is just a sergeant already.
Boy, I wish you could stay a little bit longer already. Sam will be away. Mike will be away. Maybe Seymour, darling, if you'll do exercise, Seymour. Maybe if you'll do exercise, so you wouldn't be in for that. You'll do exercise, darling. I know when I met a friend on 76th Street, a boy, little like you too, Seymour, darling. And every morning to get up, so he said, one, two, exercise. They got big, and they got strong, and they got fat.
I tried that.
Try, darling. Maybe. Emma, are you ready, dear?
In a minute.
Come, darling. Jake, are we finishing our game?
Just fetching a glass of water. Will you
reach
me?
If you will.
Well, Emma.
I'm
Put on a sweater, Emma.
Is it true, Mrs. Goldberg?
What, Seymour?
About Emma and Sammy.
About what?
They're engaged, practically. I don't mean formally.
Who told you?
Don't you like her? Bertie hates her. But you can't go by my sister, Bertie. She hates all good-looking girls.
Rosalie?
Yes, Mama,
darling. I thought you wasn't feeling good.
I feel better, Mama.
Don't you feel well, Rosie?
I'm much better, thank you, Seymour.
Here's your water.
Thank you, dear darling.
Dear and darling. Gee, I love to hear that. I love affection. My father was always so busy trying to make a living. He never even had time to look at my mother or me. I was the youngest. You'd think he would have made a fuss over me, but he didn't. He could have gotten a little pleasure out of life, too. What did all his rushing do for him, huh? So he died before his time. And he left a widow and two orphans, Bertie and me. I just wish God gives me years to raise a family like yours, Mr. Goldberg. A girl and a boy like your two children. Look, from two children, you'll have four children. Emma and Mike. Life is a wonderful thing if you stop to think about it sometimes.
I'm ready, Seymour.
Where are you going, Emma?
To Edna's house. To bring the wool over to Edna. I started this bed. I put down 76 stitches, and from there she'll go on forward.
Is it all right if I go, Ma?
You have a headache, Rosie.
I feel better. I think the air will clear it
you,
up.
You wasn't feeling so.
Let her go if she wants to go.
Maybe Mikey won't like it, Rosie.
Why shouldn't Mikey like it?
I don't know.
Well, stay already, Rosalie, dear.
All right.
You have Mikey's letter, Seymour, dear.
Yes.
All right.
Ask him when he has to report.
Well, be careful, Seymour.
Don't worry.
Come on, Emma. Go, Emma, dear. And tell Edna that as soon as I'll get myself together, I'll get my head together, I'm coming over. I got a wonderful recipe for her for jelly. Tell her. As soon as I'll get my head together. Goodbye. The button your neck, Emma.
Good night.
Night, dear. What's the matter, Rosalie?
Nothing.
Would a glass of tea maybe be too much trouble?
Why trouble? For a pleasure.
I'll help you, Mom.
No, darling, I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right. You worried, Pa? Mikey told me.
Did he tell you everything?
Yes, Papa, darling. Leave everything to Mikey.
If Emmy knows, and if Sammy told her that...
Sammy told her before he left that he didn't love her and he never loved her.
Then what is she lying for? Why is she staying here? Why?
To make trouble.
Oh, can you watch the kettle? It never boils.
Then come and sit and don't watch it.
Emma.
Pick up the cards. Look how they're all over the table. You wrote to family, huh, Rosie?
Uh-huh.
You didn't mention about Emma that Emma told me about him and her, huh?
Why not, Mom? Why shouldn't Emma want us to say anything to Sammy?
Because they made up so.
Does that sound like family to you, Mom?
What do you mean?
Would Sammy do that? If Sammy was in love with Emma, who would he tell first?
But maybe he...
Who, Ma? You, wouldn't it?
But if Emma...
Do you believe everything that Emma says?
Why?
Do you have to believe everything that Emma says?
Why, Jake?
Open your eyes, Molly.
What do you mean?
She's full of lies, Ma. She's dangerous, and she hates Mikey.
Well, why should she hate Mikey?
Because Mikey knows more than she wants him to know. That's
why. What do you mean?
Why?
What is there to know what she knows
Mama,
more?
She cares so much.
But what?
Mama,
I want to know exactly in detail in every story. I walked to the post office with you, Seymour.
No, why should you? You're stopping off at Edna Mashushak's with the wall.
No, I go to the post office. Don't you like my company?
Certainly. Anything is better than being alone on a beautiful night.
Well, anything?
Oh, I didn't mean your anything.
What do you mean? How can I know what you mean if you don't tell me?
Well...
Oh, you mean I'm beautiful.
Well... Sammy is the one to tell you that.
Well, Sammy's far away.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh. Gene, did you hurt yourself?
If you just hurt my arm, then I wouldn't fall.
Oh, gee, sure.
Are we near the post office?
Yeah, sure, soon. Why?
Well, I don't want to get there too soon.
Why?
You ask I for everything? For everything you ask, why, Seymour?
No. But...
is that Mikey's letter you're holding so carelessly in your hand?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, let me have it.
No, that's all right.
He won't give it to me. Then we can hold hands.
Don't lose it.
No, I won't. See, what did you mean when you said to Rosie Mikey wouldn't like that you went for a walk with her?
Nothing. It's all in the past now. The best man wins.
Who's the best man? Mikey Bloom?
Rosie loves him.
Is that what makes him the best man?
Don't you like Mikey?
Oh, yes, I like him very much. Is that the post office?
Mm-hmm.
I'll run you a race.
Wait, Emma. Hey, wait, Emma. Emma, wait a minute. Hey, for goodness sake, where are you running? Emma, I don't want to run a race. Hey, Emma, will you stop for a minute? Can't you stand still for 1 minute, Emma? Emma, I don't like to run races. Hey, Emma. Hey. I don't like running.
Well, listen, Miss Sproul.
Well, why did we mail Mikey's letter?
I did mail Mikey's letter.
Where did you mail it?
Right here, where it says letter.
Oh, okay. Well, you won the race.
Yes, I won the race.
We can be sure that Mikey's letter isn't in the mailbox and never will get there if Emma can help it. But Emma doesn't know that she is losing her last ally, Molly. You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen, and on it I'd put, "Beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes." Yes, I'd say beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. That's right, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan. Now that New Does is here, yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Does has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.